If you could have endless energy to accomplish all the things that you needed to get done during the day, what would that feel like for you? I know what it's like to sleep all night long and then wake up in the morning and feeling like my energy reserves have been completely depleted. There were times when I would ask myself, did I even sleep at all? Or why do I feel so drained? So many women struggle with having low energy levels. There are many reasons that can drain our energy levels, and one often overlooked factor is our immediate surroundings. One strategy to revitalize your spirit and regain energy is to turn to mindful meditation practices. So, friend, if you're ready to transform your environment so that you can experience endless energy, I've put together 5 mindful meditation practices that you can do right now to put the pep back in your step. So grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Did you know that I have a monthly online health coaching accountability program for women just like you? Women who want to increase energy, lose weight, and balance hormones using alternative medicine. Women are experiencing positive and dramatic results and are looking, living, and feeling better. Visit my website at rakesiamcmillan.com for a free consultation. You'll also find the link in today's show notes. There was a time in my life when I would wake up every morning and I struggled to get out of bed. I would wake up in the morning feeling like I had been hit by a sledgehammer. And sometimes it would take me 2, even 3 hours to get out of bed. I would wake up. I struggled to get my day started. Throughout the day, I would work. I would hit my peak tiredness at around 3 p.m. And in the evening, I can only read just a few pages of a book that I wanted to enjoy at night before dozing off, if that. I would yawn a lot during the day. People would ask me often how I was doing. Most of the time, I would say I'm tired or I'm drained. And I didn't realize that my surroundings were greatly affecting my energy levels. So when it comes to those environmental factors, what are some of those things that can contribute to low energy? I'll go over some of those things with you. One of the things that I found is that our environment is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. And so that first thing is clutter. And so if there are a lot of things that are going on emotionally within our souls, that's our mind, our will, our emotions, our intellect, that is going to reflect in our environment. And that's what was going on with me. And so clutter, it can come from being mentally fatigued, or it can even come from cognitive overload. You're just stressed out because so much is going on with your thinking, and mentally you're just overloaded. And so that reflects in your environment, so clutter. Another thing that contributes to low energy is our lack of spiritual nourishment. Ladies, if we are not making time to spend time with God in the morning, to meditate, to spend time in the scriptures through prayer, according to Matthew 6:33, where it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness," or God's way of doing things, then all the other things that we need are going to be added to our lives. Because spiritual nourishment brings order. And when your life is empty of spiritual guidance and the support or fellowship that's needed that can lead you into a peaceful place, this can result in spiritual fatigue as well as emotional exhaustion. Another thing that can contribute to low energy is overcommitment. That's doing all of the things or not saying no. You're juggling multiple roles, whether you're in church, with your marriage, your family, your community. This can be physically and mentally draining. Another thing that contributes to low energy is digital overload. This is something that we all need current or continual guidance in. Spending too much time on digital devices and social media, this can hinder our walk with God, but it can also cause digital fatigue. And so if we're spending more time scrolling on mindless information rather than renewing our minds to the things of God, according to Romans 12:1-2, which says that we are changed when we're renewing our mindset. And digital overload, it will drain your energy mentally as well as spiritually. And if you'd like to know more concerning digital fatigue, I want to encourage you to listen to podcast episode 151, where I dive into digital fatigue and how you can increase your energy levels holistically. And then the last area that contributes to low energy is work-life balance. And so finding the right balance between work, our personal life, sometimes it can be a struggle. And if there is an imbalanced environment, this is going to lead to both physical as well as emotional depletion. And so now that you have an idea of some of the things in our environment that can lead to or contribute to low energy, one of the ways that I've found to help me in this area is that I began to practice mindfulness. So what is mindfulness? You know, a lot of times we hear about mindfulness and it's automatically equated to the New Age movement. But I really want to break that down according to Christian principles. And so when we're talking about mindfulness, this is an ancient practice. It's a component of all major world religions, including Christianity. And in the U.S., many times it's taught from a secular perspective. But the goal of mindfulness is to help you to cultivate compassion towards yourself as well as others. And it helps you to accept the reality of the moment that you're in. It helps you to be curious and open to what is actually happening in the present moment. And two scriptures that really reflect biblically centered mindfulness are found in Philippians 2:5 and Psalm 46:10. And so Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And the other one, Psalm 46:10, says, "Be still and know that I am God." So if we're thinking about that goal of mindfulness to cultivate compassion towards ourselves and others, these scriptures are so intertwined into that, because Jesus showed so much compassion towards all those he came in contact with. There's a scripture that says that he was moved to compassion when he saw the multitudes, when he was around other people. He was present and always in the moment. He was always aware of his environment and what was going on during those specific times. And so we want to be able to follow that same pattern in our own lives. And so I want to share a little bit of why it's important to practice mindfulness. And mindfulness has so many different benefits that are emotional, physical, spiritual, as well as cognitive. There's been a recent surge in the interest of mindfulness meditation, whether that's within the medical as well as the psychological communities. So it's led to a widespread research on the effects of the practice. And so many of the results are showing that when we are consistent with mindful meditation, this leads to neurological changes within the brain that causes to decrease stress. It stops that ruminative thinking. It also helps to increase our spiritual values as far as empathy, as well as self-compassion, and it even lowers anxiety. Some other benefits of mindful practices are that it helps to increase your healthy immune response to illness. It decreases the impact of chronic pain, as well as improves our overall heart health. And because of the many benefits of mindfulness, this type of training is commonly offered in many medical centers and schools, psychological treatment settings, and even athletic training centers around the world. And because of the benefits that come from mindfulness, I found it so helpful. And there were 5 mindful meditation practices that I implemented in my life that I want to share with you that you can implement to help you to restore your physical and your mental energy. The first one is Bible reflection meditation. It is so important to begin your day with a short meditation on a Bible verse or a passage that really speaks to you. You can reflect on the meaning and how it can guide your actions and your thoughts for the day. And this is a major part of my day that I always start out with a Bible meditation. I really challenge myself by following a daily Bible reading plan. So I read a couple of chapters within the Bible. And if there is a scripture that really resonates with me in the reading, then I write that Bible scripture down in my journal. Then I reflect on it. I meditate on it mindfully. And whatever I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me through that scripture, I embrace that. I meditate on that. And it encourages my heart. And if I feel led to share that Bible reflection or that meditation with someone throughout the day, even throughout the week, that does happen often, then I'll do that too. The second mindful meditation is prayerful meditation. So in addition to reading the scriptures, being prayerful. And so I always find it helpful to have that quiet space for prayerful meditation in the morning. Usually for me, that's in my bedroom or up in my loft. And I use this as a time to really communicate and have a conversation with God, seeking guidance for the day, also expressing gratitude. And this is a practice that has helped me to feel spiritually nourished as well as re-energized even before I start the day. And for me, one of the things that I've incorporated too is that I just don't spend that time praying in the morning, But there are certain times that I pray throughout the day, whether that's, you know, an afternoon prayerful meditation, midday prayer meditation, an evening prayer meditation. It might be on that scripture that I reflected on in the morning and I incorporate that into my prayer meditation. But however you're led, just being able to add that time of prayer in your day. The third mindful meditation practice is to practice gratitude meditation. Have you ever just spent some time meditating on the things in your life that you're really grateful for? Sometimes we can take the small things in life for granted. And just being grateful for those things that God has blessed us with. Because when we get into an attitude of gratitude, this is going to shift your focus from the challenges that you may be experiencing to the blessings. And what this does is that it boosts your mental and your emotional energy because you're giving your energy over to something that is positive by being grateful and thankful. The fourth area of mindful meditation is through nature and faith meditation. This is one of my favorites because those of you that know me know that I love nature. And so when we're connecting with nature, this can really serve as a powerful source of spiritual energy. You can meditate outdoors, appreciating God's creation, thinking about different Bible scriptures, and even incorporating some prayer walking in there while you're just out in nature, just enjoying the goodness of God. And the fifth mindful meditation is a Sabbath meditation. And that word Sabbath means that we're just taking a break. And that's when we dedicate a portion of our day, our week, to observe a Sabbath or a time of rest and reflection. And we're using this as a time to really, whether it's meditate on scriptures or to rest physically or just to rejuvenate your spirit. And so these are five things that I practice daily, weekly. This is a lifestyle for me, and I have found that it has brought so much energy into my life when I'm continually practicing these things and nourishing my body, my soul, as well as my spirit. So let's wrap it all up. When it comes to low energy levels, they can be attributed to so many different factors, and our environment plays a crucial role in this equation. And so for women, maintaining our faith as well as our spiritual connection is vital to our overall well-being. And when we're integrating mindful meditation practices into our daily routine, it can restore our physical and our mental energy to help us stay grounded in our faith. Whether you are seeking peace through Bible reflection, prayer, or finding inspiration in nature, these mindful practices can help you to navigate the challenges of modern life while you're nourishing your soul. As you embrace these practices, these can help you to take control of your environment as well as rejuvenate your physical and your spiritual vitality. I'll leave you with Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. Hey, friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.